Puti Mbiane is a senior journalist at Business Day Motoring, joining me on the line now. Puti, how is the lockdown affecting you?
My word, unprecedented. I have never experienced such. To be so cut off from everything, obviously, in light of the COVID-19 experience. Good morning, Africa.
Good morning. I'm secretly enjoying it, I must admit, Puti. I really, really am. I didn't anticipate that I was going to be enjoying it as much as I do. I love the bliss and the quiet. I love being able to sit for hours on a couch reading a book, be listening to the radio station, and once in a while putting on a either a jazz album or streaming some wonderful classical music. It really, really is just magical. I'm going to miss it once the lockdown has been lifted.
Well, you're quite fortunate because my parents actually need for me to be outside driving them.
And you cannot, I'm afraid.
And I am stopped by the virus. I'm stopped by the lockdown. You know, we have to comply. So, yes, I will be enjoying my passion to the theater of the mind.
And just to confirm, by the way, on that point, the BMW M340i, which we are about to review, you drove before the lockdown was put in place by the government, right?
In fact, it was just days. I think I spent 3 days with it when the lockdown was sort of starting, and the manufacturers have actually recalled most of the testing units back into the yards to actually stay there for the next 21 days. So I did not enjoy it fully, but I did enjoy it enough to discover what a joy, what a creation by BMW so far. Last year, we actually went out to Portugal to go and drive the all-new BMW 3 Series. Then it was still only available in 320i and the 320d and 330i. And when they arrived here in the country, they came in the very same spec, with the M340i being a latest addition to the range that also arrived sometime in 2020.
Now, whenever I think of BMW, I really, really buy into their strapline, which is sheer driving pleasure.
Sheer driving pleasure.
And there's nothing more pleasurable to drive than an M-Class in the BMW range. What did you make of this particular vehicle?
Because it has an interesting name, M340i, which is actually a new, what you call is a subdivision of the full BMW M car. So essentially it's sort of pretty fast, but not as fast. At the same time, sporty, but at the same time, very comfortable. It's a very interesting niche which they've created with their M-Performance cars, which are generally described with an M coming before the usual numerical identity of the car. And it is exactly what it is in terms of blending performance, blending everyday usability, luxury, and incredible technological advancement. One of the current statements, they say it's the most human car they have ever made. And that is so true, Africa. You can speak to the car, literally. BMW, I'm cold. What do you suggest I do in terms of your adjusting your cabin temperature? You say to it, I want to call Africa. You just speak. It just does what you want to do with it, making it a human car.
I suppose BMW has always really led from the front, haven't they, when it comes to gadgets and buttons and all sorts of things. And so it's not surprising that they really are edging a step closer to a situation where you won't even need a driver behind that wheel. You'll just get into the back seat, take out your laptop, do some work, while the car, following your instructions, is going to take you to exactly where you need to go to.
They are so close with this car in that it does have autonomous driving already in sort of working in there, in that you can set the speed, say, 100, and it will drive itself literally and also put itself between the lanes. Just a few missing steps is where they are unable to really identify robots and stop at a stop sign and such, but that's just not a BMW issue. It's an actual industry issue right now. Another very interesting detail which I found, which I think is quite convenient, it's called reverse assistance. So essentially what you'd be doing, if you had to park in somewhere, it's a bit tricky, and you manage to park in, when you come out, you need not sort of wiggle your way out. You just press a button and the car will reverse on the exact same line that it came through, missing any obstacle that you might actually hit when you reverse.
I am so sorry. So what will be the point of us going through a K53 exercise in attaining our driver's license when we've got vehicles that are going to be doing all the driving for ourselves anyway?
I think we'll be going there just to learn what the yield sign is, the stop sign is. But that's probably even momentarily, because technology in cars these days is making them to learn these road signs. They already identify speed limits and adjust automatically to that. So you're quite right. K53, we don't know how that, if there's a feature or not.
By the way, just to be clear, and do not quote Putty nor myself in saying that they said we might not need a key. You still are required to pass your driver's license before driving on the roads in South Africa. Let me ask this slightly philosophical question then, Putty. Why did BMW think we needed this car? Because the M-Class is generally, as you said, associated with power and grit and speed. And yet, because it's a 340i, which is a very popular sedan, quite frankly, it then has slowed it down a bit, enjoying, of course, the luxury and the paraphernalia that comes with it. Why do you think they felt that they needed to introduce into the M suite of cars a 340i?
Well, it actually comes from the fact that the customer is always right, and not all customers are equal in that there are customers who want that performance car but are not outwardly sporty to require an M car. They require their car to be just as fast, but as comfortable, as usable, very practical on a daily basis. So essentially, they are accommodating those people who want the sort of fine balance between the two rather than the extreme BMW M. That still has its own customers who want to go all haywire and all flames and all that. So this is where it fits in, half-half.
How much is it going to cost me?
It's a cool million.
Clean 1 million rand, my word.
It is a cool million. But because of the lockdown, I reckon a lot of people will be saving money. As we come out of this thing, there will be a lot of disposable income in our pockets, we hope.
You carry a lot of hope for South Africa. We've just gone through a Moody's downgrade. Where is the enough saving going to come from for 1 million rand? But there's a market for it, though. That's for sure. I mean, BMW fans are probably going to be lining up and placing their orders. And speaking of the lockdown, by the way, Putty, it's obviously not only happening in South Africa. It's happening in a number of countries in Europe. We're potentially going to see it in America, New York particularly, potentially New Jersey, as well as Connecticut, if the president of the United States is to be believed. Are we going to see a total suspension then of introduction of any new models, or are we starting to see people turning to a virtual launch of cars and models, and while Putty sitting at home in his couch can able to say, oh, actually, I like that BMW M340i. Let me start placing an order now so that I have it ready and available by the time the lockdown has been lifted.
Quite correct. The pandemic has accelerated what I call is OIR, in that, yes, people now can literally look at the car. Well, they can obviously witness the car being launched as it happened. They can order it and spec it online. They can do everything online. They can even get finance over the phone or even through a website for that matter. However, because of all the lockdowns, that means no ships are coming in to bring the cars. Absolutely nothing. So it's an interesting situation that we find ourselves in, that yes, we are able to. This has enhanced our experience in buying. However, we don't know if we're able to get our end product. See, that's the problem there. Because a lot of the factories actually have shut down. In South Africa, all manufacturing has shut down of any car factories. So Yeah, let's just hope this whole this thing just passes through and we can get back to enjoying our cars.
Does it mean that the Geneva Motor Show, which I was lucky enough to walk through a year ago when I was invited to Switzerland by another company, and it is, I mean, I'm sure you've been there, Putti, it is orgasmic, isn't it? Like everywhere you look is just a wonderful model of a vehicle. Are we going to see the end of that sheer size and spectacle of motor shows with more and more people turning to what is a virtual online version of launching these vehicles?
Yes, prior to the pandemic, there was already a huge decline in the motor show business in that some of them were actually cancelled altogether in terms of the fact that there were fewer people now attending these motor shows. And what the virus has done essentially is just given the world a taste of if this can work without spending the billions of euros staging these wonderful shows. It's going to change how we do things next. I mean, a manufacturer is going to realize that, hey, people know about our car, yet we managed to not spend any money at Geneva.
Exactly.
So why not just continue this?
Exactly. Putti, thank you very much. Do you enjoy the lockdown, even though you are not driving any cars? Putti Mbiane, senior journalist at Business Day Motoring. You can go to businesslive.co.za to read his reviews.